Good morning. Welcome to Spirit of the Morning. It is Gary Zimak. Great to be with you here on this Thursday. We have got a fantastic show for you today. Before we tell you about it, I want to remind you that, as you know, I said this yesterday, I really want you to think about it again today. The Lord is with you right now. Here's what we're about to say. So chances are we're looking at the day ahead. We might be a little panicked. We might be a little confused. We might be looking for direction. Well, guess what? He's the guy to go to. So let's go to him now. Let's ask for that direction. Let's give him our problems, because the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:7 that we should cast our problems on him, our burdens, our anxieties on him. Why? Because he cares about us. So let's do that now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, good morning. Thank you for giving us this new day. Father, I know you have big plans for us today. Please guide us and help us with whatever we're facing. We have worries, we have concerns, but you know what? We're going to give them to you right now. We give them to you, and we're going to try very hard not to take them back, even though we might want to. We're going to try to trust you. Help us to trust you. Help us to believe that you love us. Please help us to see you in everyone we meet, especially those people that might drive us crazy today. Father, we ask you to speak through us on the program today. Give us the words. You've got the message. Let us be your messengers. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It's just a coincidence, Dave Parker, that I was looking at you when I talked about those people.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, but Dave, you know,
we must be forgiving and loving and working.
Hey, man, you know, but we all have those people in our lives that drive us crazy. We have those situations in our lives, and, you know, I have it too. What we need to remember, and that's one of the reasons we're here, brother. We are here to help everyone, including ourselves, remember that God cares about our problems.
Yeah, we're not in a bubble and immune to things.
Right.
And God, our Lord, gives us some trials, even for those who really are meaningful to
that's
us.
Right.
You know,
that's
and
right.
That's right.
So, you know, like
we,
as they say, we want to keep it real here today. I mean, every day that's what we try to do. We want to get your day started off the right way. We want to remind you that the Lord is a part of your life. You know, you might ignore him, but he is a part of your life, so why don't you invite him in? He's going to be standing by, Dave. He's knocking on the door.
Yes.
He doesn't just force his way into our lives.
Exactly.
I wish he would sometimes to make it easier for me. In other words, Lord, I don't want to figure anything out. Just give me the words. Just point me in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, but he solve our problems for us. I mean,
right.
But we have our work to do in that.
Yeah, and you know, Dave, if we look at all the miracles of Jesus, he always would involve people in some way. He would ask them to do what they could.
Mm-hmm.
When he fed 5,000 people, he asked the disciples, "Hey, give me the bread, give me the fish, whatever you got." Then he miraculously multiplied it, but then he gave it back to them and said, "All right, guys, you go feed everybody."
Exactly.
And wedding at Cana.
I was just going
right?
to say that.
Yeah, you don't have wine, but you got water. Fill up the jugs with water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to change it into wine.
Wow.
But he wants us to cooperate. Again, I wish he wouldn't. I don't have a problem being a puppet, you know, just learn. but see, he wants us.
I know.
He wants us to cooperate with the grace that he gives
us. Here, let me pull those strings, brother.
No, seriously,
I agree with
you,
Gary.
And Dave, speaking of that, today's show, great show today. Mm-hmm. We're going to be joined by EWTN, the host of EWTN Pro-Life Weekly. Catherine Zeltner is going to be here. She is part of our all-star lineup every Thursday. The first guest segment is always a pro-life all-star. I mean, we've got everybody from Father Frank Pavone to Jeannie Mancini, the president of the March for Life, to Catherine Zeltner, to Bobby Schindler, to Christopher Bell. I mean, we are bringing you an all-star list of pro-life individuals, people who are out there.
They're putting it on the line.
Supporting life from conception until natural death.
Absolutely.
I mean, every one of these guests has a slightly different focus.
Absolutely.
But it's a reminder for us all that we are called to support life, to stand up for life in a culture which unfortunately doesn't always respect life anymore.
Exactly.
So we're so glad to have Catherine with us. Also on the show, Dave, we were talking about cooperating with God's grace. Jeannie Ewing will be here. She wrote a great new book called From Grief to Grace.
Oh, yes.
The journey from tragedy to triumph. Jeannie's been on a lot of different programs talking about this book and the story in her own life of how God's grace is present to us even in the midst of suffering.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, Dave, that's a time where sometimes we reject that grace.
Mm-hmm.
Or we don't see it.
Exactly.
But it's there. He's there for us in suffering as well as when things are going good.
And so often we say, well, you know, by the grace of God, or doing things, you know, before we respond to someone that may have hurt us or we're having some contention with, you know, but it's, let's not just pay lip service. Let's mm-hmm. actually do it. I thought about that a lot lately. So, yes, and a lot of it's our pride. You know, we get dug in a defensive posture. And we need to pray about that. We need the humility. You know, God needs to come in and kind of level us in a way. If, you know, we start getting too big for our bridges.
Right,
you
right.
Know?
I get humbled, Dave, every time you and I go on the air here. The Lord finds ways to humble me and remind me that I'm not too big for my bridges. But we get through it, brother.
We do. We're coming up on our 10th, or our 10th. Where am I? We're coming up on our first anniversary.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like 10. No,
it
serious.
Does.
But we're so blessed, and I've been praying a lot about that and just praising and thanking God.
You know what? Me too. And I'm so grateful to be a part of this show and to be a part of the Holy Spirit Radio family. I'm grateful for you, Mr. P.
And likewise, back
thank
at you.
All right, man.
Brother Zimak.
What was I going to say? You and I have been having this discussion about prayer. One thing I do want to mention before I forget, tomorrow we're doing a best of show as well as Monday.
Yes.
I am flying out to Spokane, Washington to lead a Stop Worrying and Start Living retreat. This is the retreat I led at Malvern. Well, the folks at the Immaculate Heart Retreat Center in Washington State said, hey, why don't you come out here and lead it? So I have to fly during the time of the show tomorrow, so I'm not going to be able to be on the air. And then Sunday night I get home extremely late, and we're going to take the day off Monday to recharge the batteries
exactly.
a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We need to. Well, Gary, let me say this. I mean, you and your ministry, Following the Truth, and all that you do. And I mentioned we had Bible study after Mass yesterday at 9:30 Mass at St. Francis Cabrini. And I mentioned, I mean, you not only do you do this show, but your life's work is basically going around doing these parish missions and various organizations. And you're a busy guy. And it what a strain. I mean, flying all the way across the country, you know, you might look out the window if you haven't fallen asleep. But I'm just saying, you know, you can meditate, but it's draining.
It is draining, right.
It's draining. You get there, then you got to get settled, and then it's, you know, you're doing a good work.
Well,
brother.
Thank you for saying that. You know,
pray for Gary.
Thank you, Dave. You're very kind. I was talking to my wife, Eileen, about this yesterday, and I said, I worked in software development for 30 years. I struggled at times. It was a hard job. This is the best job I've ever had. The traveling gets a little bit hard sometimes, though. So, but as far as spiritually, this is the coolest job I've ever had. Talking about Jesus,
I mean,
what a great thing. Isn't it great?
Yeah, exactly.
Quick, I know I have to do the weather. Let me do the weather right now, and then I want to say a couple of quick things before we do the gospel. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, where I'll be tomorrow at this time, it's 74 degrees under fair skies. Today in the Delaware Valley, sunny, high near 80. Tonight, clear with a low around 54. Going to get a little nippy tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Friday, sunny with a high of only 71.
Wow.
A little bit more fall-like.
I love it.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time.
I agree. Yeah. At the present time in Birdsboro, it's 71 degrees. In Riverside, New Jersey, 74 degrees. And in New Hope, it is 74 degrees.
Hey, Gary.
I'm sorry, 70 degrees in New Hope.
Hey, Gary.
Sir.
Do you ever wonder how some of these little towns and burgs get
their name? Isn't it fascinating?
I just thought Birdsboro.
Because I was looking at our coverage map, and Birdsboro is somewhere around in Lancaster County.
Mm-hmm.
We cover a lot of area with WCOJ and
WISP.
I just drew a blank here. But, I mean, we cover a lot of area, including Lancaster County.
Keep those calls coming. Oh, no.
That's right. All right, very quickly. Let's see how much time I have. I'm close to running out of time. We've been talking about prayer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the way home again yesterday, I happened to be listening to Father Larry Richards. I think there's somebody trying to tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
Father Ricardo, Father Larry. Father Larry mentioned what I was talking about on the air yesterday when he said, if it was up to him, I think on the wall at his adoration chapel, he has, "Be still and know that I am God." Father Larry said, if it was up to me, and I was the guy putting the message on, I would say, "Be still and shut up." But
oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that just then I, you know who I thought of? Luke Spehar. Be still.
Be still.
Be still.
Be still and know that I'm God. All right, I've got to do the gospel right now. This is Luke chapter 9, verses 7 through 9. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. I think it's very interesting that Herod was interested in finding out about Jesus, but not with good intentions. Mm-hmm. Herod was a very insecure person, by all accounts. Mm-hmm. He was threatened by Jesus.
Yes.
And, I mean, I think there's a message for all of us. What we, how can we take the positive spin out of this? And that's that, are we as interested as Herod was in finding out about Jesus? Again, for not his reasons were different than ours.
Exactly.
Do we care about him? Do we want to get to know him better?
Yes.
And if we do, how about asking him, Lord, I want to get to know you better. Yeah. Can you help me?
Herod's reasons were sinister.
Yeah.
Were they not?
Right, right.
You know, like trying to find out, figure out this guy and where he's coming from. You know, who's
because
out
he perceived
there,
him as a threat. He was a very insecure king from some of the historical information that we have about him. Mm-hmm. He was insecure and he felt threatened by Jesus.
Well, and my another thing, a lot of us have our insecurities, and it just says, I mean, when we get insecure, some of those crop up. I mean, yeah, we have to really think about that. I mean, like, what is this, you know, who is this in our lives, and what, or what problem is it that's pinging on our, those deep-seated insecurities?
So I would take, and the message I would take out of this today, again, the Lord can, there are many different things in the Bible. This isn't, wouldn't be a passage I would typically turn to when I'm looking for comfort, but there's a message here.
Yes.
Are you seeking the Lord? I mean, are you going to try to seek him today? We're going to do our best to try to bring you closer to him today. That's what we're here for. But you have to do your part. You have to be willing. You have to be open. Again, that's something we all have to think about each day. Am I open to hearing and to seeing the Lord? Even in people that, again, as I look at you, Mr. Parker, get on my nerves, right? But we're here with each other. Yeah. Nah, Dave and I love each other. We're going to go.
Hey, brother.
We're going to go talk about how great we are to one another. We'll be right back. Catherine Zeltner from EWTN Pro Life Weekly will be with us. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 28th. Today we celebrate Saint Wenceslas. We're more used to hearing the name of today's saint during the Christmas season, when we hear the carol Good King Wenceslas. The familiar song does give us a hint about the man who was indeed a good king in 10th century Bohemia. Wenceslas stood for Christian values amidst political intrigue, religious rivalry, and division within his own family. His saintly grandmother, Ludmilla, raised him and sought to promote him as a ruler in place of his mother, who favored the anti-Christian factions. Though Ludmilla was eventually murdered, the Christian forces were victorious and Wenceslas became king. His rule was marked by efforts toward political unification within Bohemia, support of the church, and peacemaking negotiations with Germany. Many opposed his policies, including his own brother, Boleslav, who joined a plot to replace him. After inviting Wenceslas to celebrate a religious feast, Boleslav attacked his brother. In the struggle, Wenceslas was killed. Although his death in 929 resulted primarily from political upheaval, Wenceslas was hailed as a martyr for the faith. His relics were taken to the Church of St. Vitus in Prague, and his tomb became a pilgrimage shrine. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
No eye has ever seen, no ear has has ever heard. The fullness of your love, the kindness undeserved. This mystery of grace I cannot comprehend. That you would call me child, that you would call me friend.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was extraordinary, brand new from Laura Story. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for joining us today. As you probably know, every Thursday we reserve our first guest slot for a pro-life subject. Today we are joined by the host of EWTN Pro-Life Weekly, Catherine Zeltner, who's going to fill us in on some of the recent things that are going on in the pro-life world. Good morning, Catherine. How are you today?
Good morning, Gary. Good to speak with you again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You know, I know you're really busy, so thank you so much for spending this time with us.
Oh, I'm more than happy to. I always love speaking with you guys.
Oh, thank you. Quickly, I want to make sure that everybody listening is aware that EWTN Pro-Life Weekly airs on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time and Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Television, but we also broadcast it here on Holy Spirit Radio on Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So, Catherine, lots of things going on in the pro-life world. One of the things that I've been reading about is the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. What is that all about?
Yes, well, it's a mouthful of a bill, but it's a very simple concept. This bill, if passed, would ban abortion at 20 weeks, at 5 months, which is when we know those unborn babies can feel pain. Mm. Now, of course, we don't want abortion at any point.
Sure.
But this is an argument that is very convincing and popular with many Americans. So it's kind of seen as this incremental strategy to ban abortion. But once again, very simple concept. An unborn baby can feel that pain at 20 weeks, therefore abortion should be banned. And the House announced this week that they are going to vote on this piece of legislation on Tuesday, October 3rd. So a lot of attention on it, and then just really hoping it passes through the House, and then a bigger battle passes through the Senate. It's really interesting, too, because last year, then-candidate Donald Trump, this is before he was president, signed a letter to pro-life leaders, and he outlined four pro-life promises, one of them being, if the pain-capable bill came to his desk, he would sign it into law. Okay. So we know this is a president who would pass this piece of legislation.
Which is really good news, Catherine. And you know what's what I think is interesting? No matter how pro-choice somebody is, once you start letting the people know that let these individuals know that these babies can feel pain, I think you can start to really bring them around, don't you?
Absolutely, exactly. And the thing is, I don't think every American is aware that late-term abortions do exist. You know, the approval for abortion starts to just crash and go down the later on in a pregnancy. You know, so once again, this is a concept that I think a lot of Americans can get behind because it is just horrendous. Another interesting statistic is the United States is only one of seven nations in the entire world to permit abortions at this point. So we're in the same company as China and North Korea. I think that when people hear that, it kind of puts this into perspective how barbaric this is. Yeah. And, you know, this should not be permitted.
And I think it's important. You do such a great job getting the word out there. And I think we all should share in this mission, this pro-life mission, to let people know. Because I firmly believe that people, for the most part, so many people who claim to be pro-choice, I think they just don't know the facts. And if they knew some of these facts, they would say, oh, no, we don't do this, do we? You know, it just changed things around completely.
Absolutely. And, you know, something that was really moving, they had a press conference this week to announce that the House will be voting on this bill next week. And with them was this little boy. His name is Micah Pickering, 5 years old. And he was there because he was born at 22 weeks. He was known as an extreme micro preemie. 1 pound, 6 ounces when he was born, the size of an M&M packet.
Whoa.
And here, and here you see this little boy now. He just started kindergarten. He's so precious. I had the chance to spend time with his family yesterday. And he was there. And to know, wow, this boy, he has the same life in him today as he did at 22 weeks. You know, at 20 weeks. And this is, you know, when we say let's ban abortions at 20 weeks, you're protecting little babies, you know, like Michael was, you know, and even though a lot of people don't realize more and more infants, more and more preemies are able to survive at such a young, early stage in life, and they deserve our protection.
They absolutely do. That's a really personal matter to me because I have twin girls who are 20 years old now. They were born 3 months premature, and my daughter Mary weighed 1.5 pounds, and my daughter Elizabeth weighed 2.5 pounds. So, you know, I can absolutely relate. I mean, it's it gives me chills to even think about that. Yeah, we're blessed. It's a miracle that my girls are alive, and I'm very grateful that they are. Catherine, how about some of the other stories that you're going to be covering on the program this week?
Yeah, so thanks for asking. It's a packed program. I mean, a big focus will be the pain-capable bill. We'll be joined by House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who he speaks with us about why this is such a priority. We also have an interesting discussion with Ramesh Panuru. He is with National Review, and he wrote this book 11 years ago now called The Party of Death, where he looks back at the Democrats' relationship with abortion and how many, you know, prominent Democratic leaders today, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, the late Senator Ted Kennedy, all have expressed pro-life beliefs before. But then there was this shift. So we talked to Ramesh about this because we've been seeing in recent months Democratic leaders openly grapple with, can we allow pro-life candidates? You know, will we allow this in our party? It's really interesting because Gallup polls show about one-third of Democrats are pro-life.
Wow.
So will the party be willing to support pro-life candidates? We talk about that because, you know, we do see how Planned Parenthood really does have its grasp on the party, just seeing how much money they spend on promoting pro-abortion candidates. We also, later on in the program, have a feature story on this one young woman, Lauren Handy, who runs Mercy Missions. She has a really powerful conversion story into the pro-life movement, and then ultimately to the Catholic Church. She just full-time is committed to the pro-life cause, stands outside of abortion clinics, prays with women, encounters women, and she's helped save, in about 4.5 years, 500 babies. She's helped protect. So just to hear her humble, simple message about how she is pro-life, I think it is powerful, especially this week as the 40 Days for Life campaign has begun. Right. And we know that each of us in our own community can be there to encounter these women and spread the pro-life message.
Wow. Can't wait to see the show. That's going to be really interesting. We're going to have a link on our page, spiritinthemorning.com, to your show page as well, because I know that, I think you have some archive programs there and information about the program.
Thanks so much, Gary. Yes, absolutely. And I really encourage people to tune in and see how they can become involved in the pro-life movement. We offer a call to action each week. So really, you know, everyone can be involved in the pro-life movement. We hope to show them how they can do that.
And I'm so glad you said that. We are just about up against break. We have about 30 seconds left. But I'm so glad you said that, because that's one of the reasons that I do this segment on the program, because I want everybody to think this is not just for Catherine Zeltner to get involved. This is for us, right? We are all called to do something, whatever it is that we can.
Absolutely. Right? We all have different gifts, and we can all contribute.
Well, Catherine, thank you so much for making time for us. We really appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Thanks so much, Gary. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. God bless you. Catherine Zeltner, Dave Parker, man, that was powerful.
Very powerful.
Going to be really interesting. So remember, tonight at 10 p.m. on EWTN-TV, and then Sunday at 10 a.m., both on TV and radio,
absolutely.
EWTN Pro-Life
yes.
Weekly.
I was just going to say, I mean, there she is, Catherine, down in our nation's capital, you know, being a warrior for life.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I just get chills thinking, keep it up, Catherine.
Yeah, I mean, we really need her voice, but all of our voices, are needed.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, I thought it's really fascinating about the Democratic Party. When I was young, everybody I knew was a Democrat. There was no talk of pro-choice at the time. I mean, it was really different, but are things shifting?
Yeah, they have shifted.
I think that's a good sign.
That could be like at least two shows worth. I mean, because of all the societal changes and beliefs.
Yep.
And the messages out there that I think are in error.
When we come back, Jeannie Ewing is going to move us from grief to grace. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President Donald Trump is promoting a GOP revision of the tax code that he says will provide tax relief for the middle class. There aren't many details from the nearly $6 trillion tax cut proposal, but it would reduce corporate tax rates, simplify brackets, and nearly double the standard deduction used by most Americans. The measure would be the first overhaul of the tax code in a generation. Sexual revolution and cultural icon Hugh Hefner is dead at age 91. A statement from Playboy magazine says its founder died of natural causes last night at his home, surrounded by family. Starting in the 1950s, the Chicago native turned silk pajamas into his work uniform, women into centerfolds and pornographic images into a worldwide multimedia empire. And Kentucky's law requiring doctors to conduct an ultrasound before an abortion and then try to show fetal images, as well as to play the fetal heartbeat to the pregnant woman, has been struck down by a federal court. Judge David Hale said in a one-page ruling last night that the law violates the First Amendment rights of physicians. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Attention, dear Holy Spirit Radio family of listeners. The Into the Wild Retreat Weekend for Men is returning to the Philadelphia area in 2017. Hi, I'm Mark Houck, founder of the King's Men, and I want to invite all men in our listening audience to consider joining us at one of our upcoming Into the Wild weekends. We will be hosting this transformative retreat at our brand new Leadership Training Center in gorgeous Bucks County in May and September. Come and experience your masculinity in ways like never before. The King's Men will be introducing new activities and experiences for men as we continue to unpack our manly roles of leader, protector, and provider. We will also be returning our Into the Wild program to the Pittsburgh, Arizona, and Texas areas in 2017. For more information about the upcoming Into the Wild retreat and to view a full schedule, visit IntoTheWildWeekend.com. Space is always limited, so reserve yours soon. Hope to see you in God's wilderness.
Positively the best way to start your morning. Gary Zimak is on Spirit in the Morning.
I might be halfway through this valley, and my eyes just can't see a quick way out. And it might seem life's got it out for me, like I'm in way too deep, but I have found every single circumstance I can place in greater hands. I won't let my trouble bring me down. I've got your down in my soul. I'm gonna take it everywhere I go. Not gonna worry about what I don't know. I'll be alright as long as I've got your here in my heart. Waving like a torch fighting off the dark. In the jet black night I'm gonna see the stars. I'll be alright as long as I've got. I'll just cast my cares, won't sink into despair. I won't find answers there, only doubt. Every single circumstance I can place in greater hands. God, I know He'll never let me down. I've got your down in my soul. I'm gonna take it everywhere I go. Not gonna worry about what I don't know. I'll be alright as long as truth, gonna light the way, see me through, gonna be my hope, be my shield, gonna lift me up no matter how I feel, gonna be my strength, be my truth, gonna light the way, see me through, gonna be my hope, be my shield, gonna lift me up no matter how I feel. I've got your down in my soul, I'm gonna take it everywhere I go, not gonna worry about what I don't know, I'll be alright. As long as I got your here in my heart, waving like a torch fighting off the dark. In the jet black night, I'm gonna see the stars. I'll be alright. As long as I got yours, joy. I'll be alright. As long as I got yours, joy.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. That was Joy by Johnny Diaz. Great to be with you here today. Hope we're bringing some joy to your life this morning. It is 7:34 right now. We're going to go to our next guest. Jeannie Ewing is the author of the book, From Grief to Grace. She is somebody that I've wanted to get on the show for a long time, because this is a topic that touches many people. If you're suffering, if you're going through some difficulties right now, I think you're going to really benefit from what Jeannie has to say. Hey, Jeannie, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Thanks for being on with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Jeannie, I wanted to ask you, the book From Grief to Grace, The Journey from a Tragedy to Triumph, talk a little bit about the inspiration for this book.
Well, I guess mainly my middle daughter, Sarah, was born with a rare disease about 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
And we didn't know it prenatally. So all my ultrasounds were healthy and normal, and I had a really normal pregnancy.
Yeah.
And when she was born and we found out she was going to have between 20 and 60 surgeries throughout her lifetime,
whoa,
and there are really no statistics about the mortality rates or the life expectancy for her disease, which is called Apert syndrome, I got really angry at God. That's just to be honest. I was really upset because I thought, gosh, this is going to be a lifetime of suffering for her and for my family.
Yeah.
And so even though as a cradle Catholic, I knew about redemptive suffering, God asked me to start living it.
Wow.
So I had to make a choice about 2 weeks after she was born if I was going to go spiral down this path of bitterness and resentment and anger, or if I was going to make something good come out of it and ask the Lord what that was. And the book was essentially what came from that.
What, I mean, that's a fascinating story, and that, I mean, I can so relate to that, and I know many people can as well, that idea of when, you know, we can all accept suffering until it comes into our lives, and then it becomes really difficult. What changed? Were you praying for the grace to be able to give it over to the Lord and to get rid of some of that resentment, or do you think you were just given the grace by Him without even asking for it?
I think it was a combination of both.
Okay.
So I always tell people when they feel kind of guilty that they're angry with the Lord.
Yeah.
And actually, that's okay as long as you're still talking to God.
Okay.
And you're still open to that relationship with Him and you're listening to Him. And that's what I was doing. I was mad, but I was still talking to Him. I still knew He was there. And then also I believe His extraordinary grace just penetrated through my hardened heart. And there was just really, truthfully, a pivotal moment. I remember I was 2 weeks postpartum with Sarah, and I was just in a very dark place spiritually, and the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, you have a choice. You can choose victimhood, or you can choose victory, but victory has to come through the cross. And that's when I realized that I had to take up my cross.
Wow. You know, I'm trying to digest everything you're saying because it's so powerful. And this is what Pope Francis says a lot, that it's okay to argue with God. It's because He wants that relationship. He wants us to be honest. But the fact of the matter is you were open to what He had to say to you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's a deep relationship. It's a very intimate relationship with God because if you can acknowledge that everything's not okay all the time to yourself, and God already knows that, and then you can communicate that to Him, He really reaches, I believe, with His powerful mercy.
Jeannie, there is a tendency, I think, for some people to, when they're going through suffering, when they are dealing with grief, to internalize it and put on a happy face for others. Is there a danger in doing that? Is there a spiritual danger in internalizing your suffering, your grief, your agony, as opposed to letting it out?
Absolutely. So I think there's kind of a good balance between expressing your grief and definitely not internalizing it.
Okay.
I think the spiritual danger, because we're so conditioned by society to put on a happy face, like you said, that most of us aren't really sure how to express our grief in a healthy way. And that's why I think it's really important to have a spiritual director take your grief to the sacraments. The sacraments of healing have been very powerful for me, especially reconciliation. Not saying that you confess grief as a sin necessarily, but it can lead to sin, like anger, certainly,
right,
or bitterness, or resentment, or jealousy. There are lots of different quote-unquote negative emotions associated with grief that can become, that can turn someone's heart into a hardened, embittered heart. So I think you can't just go around dumping your grief on everyone. You have to be selective in maybe a couple of people that you trust.
Okay.
And that could be your pastor, it could be a spouse, and it could be a parent or something like that. But certainly there are also grief groups that people can connect with based on whatever suffering you're going through, whether it's suicide or addiction or divorce. There's lots of different groups you can connect with. And I try to talk about in my book, there are 6 spiritual principles that I list in chapter 2 or 3. And
kind of seg into it from chapter two. And I talk about these ways that you can kind of grow in your faith by entering into that grief with the Lord.
Wow. I like that. Jeannie, I want to ask you another question. I highly recommend this book. It's From Grief to Grace from Sophia Institute Press by Jeannie Ewing. Jeannie, I do a lot of speaking and writing about overcoming anxiety. I have struggled with anxiety throughout my life, but I'm not a professional. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. And oftentimes I will say to people as I speak, you know, don't hesitate to go and seek professional help. And I've talked to a number of Catholic therapists and psychologists about this, because I don't want to mislead anybody. And I know in the book you address this topic. And I'm going to ask you this question. How do we know when it's time to seek professional help?
That's a fantastic question, Gary. I think that you have to be very self-aware. You have to know yourself, and you have to be willing to listen to the people closest to you if they're concerned about you.
Okay.
So I talk about the difference between grief and depression primarily, which anxiety can kind of tie in with that too. But complicated grief is actually a clinical diagnosis, and that is when you get stuck in your pain.
Okay.
It's maybe when, and it's, there are some symptoms that kind of overlap with depression, but it's maybe when you can't get out of bed in the morning. You stop taking care of yourself, so you're not taking showers. Your house is unkempt. Maybe you get obsessed with whatever happened, the divorce, the death. It could be a number of things that contribute to this downward spiral of where, really where it's evident to a lot of other people that are close to you that something is not right. And a lot of times I find that loved ones will say something, and it's just a matter of whether or not we're willing to be open to getting the help and recognizing it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of courage.
Yeah, yeah. And I always like to tell people that the Lord can heal in many different ways, and he uses professionals to do that.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Right. I think it's so good that these topics are being discussed, anxiety, depression, grief, because for so long this notion of mental illness that many of us have struggled with means that we're crazy. I mean, that's what we think. Oh, I'm crazy if I have to go to speak to somebody. But no, it doesn't. You know, and I think it's got to get out there in the open because the Lord wants to heal us.
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate the fact that you talk and write about this because it really does overlap with a lot of what I'm talking about in my book and what I mentioned to other people in my speaking engagements and interviews. Because, you know, the Lord can heal you spiritually through the sacraments,
right,
which are very important.
Right.
But we also do need professional help from time to time.
Right.
Sometimes we need medication. And I think, again,
I'm glad you said that.
Goes,
I'm glad you said that because people struggle with that. I was on anxiety medication, and it did not help me. For me, it was not the right thing.
Exactly.
But there are people who it helps.
Exactly, and same with me. My doctors wanted to put me on an antidepressant after Sarah was born, and I knew that that wasn't what I needed, and it wasn't because I was opposed to taking medication. It was because I knew I was experiencing grief and not necessarily depression. I wasn't losing interest in my daily activities.
Yeah.
But I also think this also goes back to that societal underpinning of we have to just stuff anything that's negative or that's a perceived weakness. We have to stuff it inside, or we have to shove it under the rug. And that's part of the reason I think that it's difficult for a lot of people, men in particular, to get professional help through counseling, through medication. So,
this is great. Jeannie, we have about 2 minutes left in the interview. I want to ask you a question about grief and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible for them to coexist?
Absolutely. It's hard to articulate it.
Yeah.
But I think when one gets to a place spiritually where he or she is able to rest in the mystery of not having the answers to all of their questions, to stop asking, why did this happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
Why do bad things happen in the world? When you can rest in the mystery of suffering and know that God exists there and find that peace, then you can be in a place of holy darkness and know what it's like to embrace your cross with joy, meaning that you understand that suffering is essentially a gift, which is hard to understand,
but
it's very paradoxical. But
it is
a gift, and it's something we can give back to the Lord and as a way to console him.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow, that's deep. This is good stuff, Jeannie. I wish we had more time. Before you go, I would like to give you a chance to let our listeners know where they can find out more about you, where they can purchase the book, and maybe invite you out to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have kind of all of my books and all of my speaking engagements mm-hmm. and radio interviews on my website, lovealonecreates.com.
Okay. That's
and
great.
People
That's
can
great.
Go to the About Me tab.
Okay.
And they can purchase my book there, or they can email me for a speaking engagement or something.
Great. And I will link that at spiritinthemorning.com. Now, Jeannie, I'm kind of a sneaky guy. I like to do this if I have a really good guest. So I'm going to ask you on the air, where everybody's listening, could we get you back on the program? Because I would love to explore this further.
Yes, I would absolutely love to talk to you more, Gary.
It's
yes.
great. You and I have communicated online, but we've never spoken in person. So I've really enjoyed this, Jeannie. I want to tell you, personally, I have benefited so much from your work. Keep it up. You are helping so many people.
Oh, same with you, Gary. I appreciate your work, too.
Thank you so much. So I'll be in touch. We'll get you on again because you gave us so much to think about, but I'd like to unpack this even more. The name of the book is From Grief to Grace, The Journey from Tragedy to Triumph by Jeannie Ewing, Sophia Institute Press. You got to check this out. Jeannie, thanks so much. God bless you, my friend.
Oh, God bless you too, Gary. Thanks a lot.
All right. Dave Parker.
Wow.
I mean, she was saying so many things that I needed to just slow down and try to take it in because
process it. Yes,
that's so
exactly.
powerful. What a great message.
Absolutely. Get the book, folks.
Yeah,
we'll
have Jeannie on again. When we come back,
Thank
it's
you,
time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org, call us at 215-345-1570, or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing comes to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater.
Beautiful name, Jesus. There you go. That's your prayer for today. Sometimes that is a great prayer. Just repeat the name of Jesus. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Hillsong Worship. The name of that song was What a Beautiful Name. Well, it's great to be with you here on Spirit in the Morning. Before I do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, I want to remind you of something. October the 5th, I will be leading an evening of reflection at the Mount Vernon Retreat House from 6 to 9 p.m. And listen to this. Even if you don't like me, you get dinner with that. So that's a pretty sweet deal. All things are possible to one who believes, how to overcome negative thinking and believe in God's promises. That's the topic of the night. For information, check out malvernretreat.com. I would love to meet you if you're in the area. Stop on by. And we'll also have that link at spiritinthemorning.com. The Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day, Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Take courage. Be stout-hearted. Wait for the Lord. Dave Parker, I just love to wait.
Me
don't
too.
You?
Yeah, I do.
Don't
too.
We all love that?
Absolutely.
Lord, I need something. Hey, but take all the time you need, right? That's not the way I pray. But there is some.
What a message.
That's a great message.
Wait for the Lord.
You know, He's got a plan. He's smarter than we are. Yeah. His ways are not our ways. We've heard it all before.
Yes.
But it's not easy to wait for the Lord.
Trust. And
that's
and
right.
Be patient.
That's right. So that's a good message. That will take away a lot of your anxieties. Just the thought that, hey, the Lord's got this. Lord, you know what you're doing. Just repeat that to yourself. Lord, the Lord knows what he's doing. He's got this. He's going to take care of it. And that helps you to wait, because a lot of times we get anxious because we want to control things.
And sometimes I would say, not my will, Lord, but your will.
That's right.
Life,
that's right.
Come.
That's the key.
That's hard, but we have to wait.
But the
sometimes
peace,
it's not there like an instantaneous.
And you know, another thing that I have learned to do is to say, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still praying for this. Don't stop praying, but ask him, what are you trying to teach me through this? Why are we waiting? Because a lot of times he's trying to teach you something, and he wants you to get something through your thick head before, and I'm speaking for myself.
Me too. Yeah.
I just called our listeners thick-headed.
Well, I can get thick-headed. I can be
Well, I know you can.
I know.
I work with you every day.
I know.
All right, this is deteriorating rapidly. So, now here's another thing.
But it's
thing.
A good thing.
Here's
we
another
have to be
thing.
Honest Wait, with ourselves.
Well, let's be honest for a minute. Okay. Frank Eliason had a meeting to go to today. He came in to the studio early in the morning, right? He headed off to headed off to his meeting. He came back and he said, well, the meeting, I was going to miss it because it was going to be over too soon or whatever. I think Frank came back because he wanted to be with us.
I was just going to say that.
He missed us.
He missed us.
Glutton for punishment is what I am.
He has his armor
very
on.
Clear.
Yeah, he misses us, Dave.
He does,
when
he
he's not with
he
us.
Loves
you
us
tell
care.
Yourself what you need to tell yourself.
I see those tears that, were
yes,
that he was
yes,
shedding.
But he's so happy. Look, he's smiling and radiant.
Frank, good to
Frank,
see you
welcome
this morning,
back,
brother.
Buddy.
We missed you.
Yeah.
Wow. Now that
he's
that's
speechless.
I'm speechless, guys.
He's speechless. But
so, Gary,
good to
Gary
have you
has
back,
an effect
though.
On a lot of us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And me.
just listening to the two of you in the morning always renders me speechless.
And where they come up with
kind of makes him feel good about himself.
Yeah,
right?
Really.
He listens to me and David. He said, "You know what?
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself this morning." Hey, you know what? However,
here we are in the ninth largest market doing this to people, right?
However, we get the job done. We're going to inspire you, even if you say to yourself, "Thank you, Lord, for not letting me be Dave or Gary."
Really? Yeah. We don't want you to be inspired to turn us off. You know, don't change that dial.
No, it's,
or that Alexa.
They'll never turn you off. It's kind of like a train wreck.
Yeah, we have,
you have
that
to keep watching.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, but
what's that light in that tunnel?
Is
that,
oh no! All right, this is going way downhill.
Frank is
Frank.
Honestly, Frank is here doing some technical repairs. He's keeping us on the air. Thank you for being here,
really.
Frank. You know, that's one of the challenges. You upgrade your computer equipment. Everything is computer-driven nowadays.
Yep.
You have glitches sometimes.
And something happens. You have to sit and try and figure out what it is. And there's so many different pieces that touch each other that you have to weigh the right ones with the right causes are. And, you know, you want it to be a perfect listening experience, however anyone decides they wish to listen.
But he's been instrumental in the upgrade over the last many months.
Yeah.
And helping us to get much better. You know, in terms of electronically signal, you know, all that.
So we should have, actually, shortly after the show, I'm going to make some changes that will make the online listening experience even better. So,
well, Dave, it's been nice working with you. I'm sorry you won't
likewise.
Be with us any longer.
See ya.
Oh, man, you just served that up to me. That was, poor Dave sitting there defenseless, and I just couldn't resist. I'm sorry, brother.
It's my cross to bear. You know?
To work with me?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Oh, man, happy anniversary to you, Mr. Parker. October the 10th.
Everything to the Lord and
October
his
the 10th,
cross,
1 year working together.
Yes, I know.
You know what? Just in honor of that, on Friday, I'm going to play our original show.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
We
do
swear
you
we would never let
do
them
you
hear
have
that,
that
again.
Oh, no, please. Are you really going to?
What? Am I on?
Now that you just said it, sure.
Wow.
Wow.
Our
thanks, Frank.
Wow, that
so you
was.
You can see how far you two have come.
Yeah,
you know, you. I
well,
remember.
That's a good. I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a little nervous.
This is not coming across over the air, but my mouth is hanging wide open right now.
Really?
And the best part is, now that I said it all over the air, I have to do it.
Wow.
Could you just
well, there's
a
reason to listen. Oh, no. Hey, I will be back with you in the studio on Tuesday, as will Dave and Frank.
You.
But I'm going to be taking a break as I travel. Remember to listen to the Best Of programs tomorrow and on Monday.
And tomorrow will be the first
and
show.
Saturday, and Saturday at noon, right?
Have a wonderful day. Remember
God
the Lord's
everyone.
With you. God bless
be
you.
Safe,
thanks
Gary.
For listening.
God bless you.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit communicating